This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will ensure that no state, whether it is Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Goa or Telangana, faces a reduction in Lok Sabha seats. Addressing an election rally at Tiruvalla in Kerala yesterday, the Prime Minister said misinformation is being spread that southern states may lose seats due to better population control. He assured that the government will provide a legal guarantee to protect their representation. Mr. Modi also urged all political parties to support 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies.
हमने कांग्रेस के लोगों को मीटिंग के लिए बुलाया, हम आशा करते हैं कि वो हमारी बात मान करके आएंगे, हमने इंडिया अलायंस के मित्रों से बात की है, आप भी लोगों को बताइए, कांग्रेस के लोगों को बताइए, एलडीएफ के लोगों को बताएं कि महिलाओं के अधिकार का एक कानून निर्विरोध पास होना चाहिए.
The Prime Minister said that the budget session of Parliament has been extended for 3 days to meet on 16, 17 and 18 of this month to take forward the implementation of the Women's Reservation Law passed in 2023. He said the provision will be implemented from 2029. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal is getting momentum as the dates for the polls are nearing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch his election campaign in West Bengal today. He will address a political rally at Rashmila Maidan in Cooch Behar district today in support of party candidates from 8 seats from Cooch Behar and 5 seats from Alipurduar's district. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is addressing rallies in different parts of West Bengal in support of party candidates. In poll-bound Tamil Nadu, electioneering is gearing up despite the sweltering summer heat. DMK Chief M.K. Stalin is in Virudhanagar for alliance partners. AIA-DMK candidates are on a door-to-door campaign and also meeting personally with the voters. Former Chief Minister E. Palaniswamy is visiting Nayaveli and Puducherry and is garnering votes during the roadshow. The government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas informed that Delivery Authentication Code or DAC-based LPG deliveries have increased from 53% in February 2026 to 90% yesterday to prevent diversion at the distributor level. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India is importing crude oil from more than 40 countries, including Iran, and there are no payment issues in procuring Iranian crude. In a social media post, Mr. Puri dismissed reports and social media claims suggesting that an Iranian crude cargo was diverted to China from Vadinar in India due to payment problems. On the occasion of National Maritime Day today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the nation recalls India's maritime heritage and the invaluable contribution of all those associated with this sector. Sharing his message on social media, Mr. Modi said that their dedication strengthens the country's economy, trade and connectivity. Minister of State for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh today launched several key initiatives under Sadhana Saptah in New Delhi, including the Unnati portal and the roadmap for national rollout of the Karma Yogi Kartavya Karyakram. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has inspected sample coaches of the next generation Amrit Bharat trains at the New Delhi railway station. Ministry of Railways has said that these sample coaches have been thoughtfully designed to enhance passenger comfort, aesthetics and overall travel experience. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 28 for 4 in 7.4 overs against Lucknow Super Giants at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and opted to bowl. In another match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Chennai Super Kings in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.